It was
had
fantastic.
Had you visited here before you moved?
No. Well, just once in the summer before.
Okay.
It was teeny, teeny tiny. It was 400,000 people. People knew each other, especially the Jewish community. It was so tiny. It was so little. And we ended up, this is sort of interesting, we ended up living next to, we rented a house on Pelora, which was on actually by near Eastern and Sahara. Because Eastern only, I think, stopped at Tropicana at that time. We didn't go very far. Anyway, we rented a house, and the house we lived next to was a man named Mike Katz. And Mike Katz owned Manpower, which was a temporary employment agency. And he and his wife and their son Andy lived in the house next door. They had four children, but three of them were out of the house. Andy was the only one who was there. And they came to our door. Mike was very tall. He was over 6 feet. And Bea, his wife, was about 5'1". And they came to our house, and they had a big bottle of wine. And they welcomed us to the neighborhood. We were renting that house because we were going to buy something. So he said, you know, before you do anything, I know everybody in town. So if you're going to look for a job or whatever, you know, let me know first so I can tell you if it's bad or good. Because, you know, the city had a really bad reputation. It was sort of fly-by-night people. They'd come here gambling, you know, all kinds of things. So he was sort of our mentor, I guess. So when my husband at the time would go and, you know, talk to people about jobs and so forth, he'd call Mike, and Mike would say, no, don't go back there. Yeah, that's a good place and whatever. Anyway, and then, so he lived next door, and he became a very good friend, and he actually really became an inspiration for me and a really good friend, and, you know, he helped me quite a bit. So, anyway, that's where we lived, and then we only lived there for 6 months, and then we looked for a school, because I was a teacher, so my